Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Kuf. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara continues to speak about Divrei Torah that we spent so much time discussing in our previous shiur. It says the Gemara Tanya Debei Rishmol, Divrei Torah, when we speak about Torah, Lo Ye'elecha Chayva, on one hand, there should not be an obligation on you. On the other hand, you can't absolve yourself from the obligation to learn Torah. Many pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is that, as we know, Yofet Talmud Torah im derech eretz, that a person learns Torah, but he also has to work. That's what Gemara says. On one hand, we understand that you can't learn Torah all the time. On the other hand, that doesn't absolve you from obligation to learn. Another pshat is an attitude towards learning. That we know, unfortunately, it's impossible to learn all of the Torah. And the Gemara is teaching us, just because one can't learn all of the Torah, doesn't give him an excuse not to learn. Another pshat is that specifically, as we've been learning in our shiurim, the power of Torah and the bracha that Torah brings to our lives, so one shouldn't take the attitude, I'm only learning Torah because it's going to bring me bracha. An obligation, we have an obligation to learn no matter what. One more pshat, connected to something that we discussed in the previous shiur, is that although, as we've been discussing, there's such a serious obligation for us to learn all of the time, that learning Torah doesn't excuse us from fulfilling the mitzvahs that we're obligated to do. And that's pshat in the braisa. La'yelacha chayva. You shouldn't say Torah is obligated, and therefore I'm obligated to learn, and I can't do any other mitzvah. But on the other hand, you have no right to say that because of that, I'm not going to learn. So as the Mefarshim point out, the next Gemara will ultimately speak about the Shulchan, which is the sugyas that we've been learning. So the Gemara begins with this sugya. Amachiski Maidik Siv. The Pasuk says in Eiv, V'av hisischem yipitzor rachov, You were convinced, you were influenced to go to a place that's narrow and wide. So says the Gemara, what is meant is as follows. Hashem is not like a human being. When we speak about people, other meses as chaveri, we could have a person trying to influence someone else to make medarke chayim medarke misa. Instead of doing the right thing, to do the wrong thing. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, meses as Adam, medarkei misa ledarkei chayim. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu attempts to influence the individual is to do the right thing. Shenemar, v'af hisischa mipitzar, he tries to convince you to avoid gehenim shepia tzar, that has a narrow opening. Mefarshim make a number of comments. Posh pshat is that we have the word yisischa in the Torah many times. What the Gemara is teaching us is that when it comes to two people, one person could chas v'shalom attempt to influence the other individual to do the wrong thing or do the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only tries to influence us to do the right thing. One pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that even when you have a person advising someone else to do the right thing, unfortunately, when somebody tells somebody else to do the right thing, he says it in a very concise, doesn't really put a lot of effort into it. But when somebody tries to convince somebody to do the wrong thing, there is a lot of effort put into it. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he try to convince us to do the right thing, but he puts a lot of effort into it that we shouldn't, chas v'shalom, do the wrong thing. Because if we do the wrong thing, as the Gemara says, we, chas v'shalom, could end up in Gehenna. What pshat that we could end up in Gehenna, that Pete saw that the opening to Gehenna is a very narrow opening. So I saw the Mefarshim say, very nice pshat. They say that unfortunately, what the Yetzirah normally does is that the Yetzirah doesn't try to convince an individual to immediately do Averis. He works gradually. And that's pshat Pete saw. It's a small opening. But unfortunately, that small opening has a very bad conclusion. The the smoke remains in there. Shema Timer continues, Shem Shapi Tsar, Kach Kura Tsara, it isn't such a large area. Tamalaimer, Hemekarchiv. There's plenty room in Gehenna. Here two Mefarshim say that at first the person starts with a little Averis and then he spreads into further Averis. Vishema Taima Lamelech Luchana. And here too there's a number of Pshatim. The Mashah says that perhaps people who were kings in this world will not end up in Gehenna, because kings are usually protected from all types of injury. Another pshat, that the melech means Talmid HaChamim. We know that the melochim, the Talmid HaChamim compared to melochim, to kings, as the pasuk says, be melochim yimloichu. And therefore we were to think that somebody who's a Talmid HaChamim, and as the Mefarshim go on to explain, because what is one of the characteristics of a king? The characteristic of a king is that he has bracha, he wants for nothing, and so too does Torah bring bracha, as we said earlier, to our lives. Tamalaymer, gam hila melechuchan. If a Talmid Chacham acts inappropriately, he can end up in Gehenna. V'shem Taimer, ein bay etzim. The fire is not that strong, there is no wood there. Tamalaymer, medurasoi, eish v'etzim harbe. There's plenty of fire. And as the Gra explains, there are two ways of cooking. You could cook with fire, and you could cook with smoke. What's the difference if you cook with fire or you cook with smoke? If you cook with fire, the heat is very intense, and the food gets cooked quicker. On the other hand, when you cook with smoke, the heat is not so intense. It takes much longer to cook the food. Says the Gra, what the Gemara is teaching us is that Gehenna has both of these characteristics. On one hand, it's very hot, the heat of the fire. On the other hand, it's like smoke, which takes a long time. V'shem timer, perhaps we should be concerned, Zuschar, that here we're saying that Talmid HaChamim can end up in Gehenna. Is that the reward that we get for learning Torah? Tamalaymer, so it says the Gemara, on the contrary, someone who learns Torah, V'nasata Shulchan Chamal Adeshen, Torah brings the greatest bracha to our lives. We learned in the Mishnah Chai Yom Kippur Melias B'Shabbos, which means that if Yom Kippur was on a Friday, so if Yom Kippur now is on a Friday, so you can't eat the kabbonis of Yom Kippur on Friday, and you can't cook them on Friday night, you can't cook them on Yom Kippur, nor can you cook them on Friday night, which is Shabbos. So the Mishnah says the Bavlayim would eat them raw. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi B'Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loi B'Bavlayim Heim. It really was not the Bavlayim who acted this way. Alexandrium have it. It was actually people from Egypt, from Alexandria. However, says the Gemara, Metoich Shesoinim is a Bavlayim, because the people in Eretz Yisrael dislike the Bavlayim. And the reason they dislike the Bavlayim is because we remember that when Klal Yisrael came up back to Eretz Yisrael by the building of the second base of Migdosh, many Bavlayim did not come. They remained in Bavel, where they were more comfortable, and that caused animosity between the people in Eretz Yisrael and the people of Bavel. So people who eat raw food, which is not the right way of eating, obviously, they gave him this derogatory title of being Bavlai. And indeed, says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yossi Oyma Loi Bavlayim Heim, they really weren't Bavlayim, El Alexandriaim, they were really Alexandrian. However, Metoich Shesoinim as Bavlayim, because the Tzisraldi people did not like the Bavlayim, Karnai Soshem Bavlayim. They called them Bavlayim. Amal Rabbi Yehuda, so when Rabbi Yehuda heard Rabbi Yossi say this, he said, Tanuach Tachta Shenach Dedati. It made me feel a lot better, because Rabbi Yehuda was originally from Bavel, his family was from Bavel, and here they were given this terrible title. Now he sees that it wasn't really the Bavlayim who were meant. So here we see clearly that eating b'derech rafsonis, eating in a not nice manner, is considered inappropriate. So the Paiskim ask that the Taz, paskins lahalocha, that normally one, when let's say he has a whole loaf of bread and he's slicing slices to give pieces of bread, should not take a very large slice. It's not proper manners. However, says the Taz, that's only during the week. Shabbos, what is a mitzvah to eat, Suda Shabbos, there on the contrary, one should take a large piece of bread to show that he's mechaviv, he's showing chshivas to the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. Yet our Gemara is teaching us that it's not the right way of eating. So how do we understand our Gemara with that Taz? So I saw two explanations. One explanation is the Gemara that is speaking derogatorily about these individuals wasn't focused on when they ate on Shabbos, on Friday night, Matzah Yom Kippur this way, because there's nothing wrong. What happened, however, what the Gemara is concerned with them is they always ate this way. Always eating this way is inappropriate. Another pshat that I saw is that given, and we discussed this in the previous year, that there's a din, lemoshcha, legdula, that when somebody eats kachim, he has to eat the kachim in a very dignified manner. Eating it this way is certainly not dignified. So you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. And since you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, that's why they were spoken about this way. Before we begin the next Mishnah, just to quickly review what we've learned, Baruch Hashem, many, many times, is that what is the proper way of doing the Avodah with the Lechem upon him? The proper way of doing the Avodah with the Lechem upon him is that on Shabbos, the Lechem upon him, the Lechem upon him from last week's Shabbos, on Shabbos you put in Lechem upon him, and next week's Shabbos, they take out this Shabbos' Lechem upon him, put in the new Lechem upon him, as we discussed in the previous Mishnah, a makter, the bezicha and the spoonfuls of Levina, and so we go from Shabbos to Shabbos. Interesting question that I saw that the Achroinim discuss. We know that Rosh Chodesh Nissan was the cutoff date when they started using the new shkolim, the new funds, for all kabbanis. So what happens if Rosh Chodesh Nissan is during the week? So we're putting in the lechem upon him this Shabbos, which is before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and we're taking it out next Shabbos, which is after Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Which funds will be used for the lechem upon him? So there's some that say the distance of that we need to be so careful about using the proper funds at the proper time is only by kabbonis, not by lechem upon him. Most achroinim don't agree with that. The Pnei Yeshua, because if the halach is that the lechem upon him is made from communal funds, it has the same din as kabbanis. So the Pnei Yeshua has a very interesting approach. He says there are two aspects to the avoid with the lechem upon him. One aspect is that on Shabbos, you have to put in the lechem upon him, and that lechem upon him has to be in the shulchan a whole week. Next Shabbos, where, as we just described, the lechem upon him is removed and the bezicha levoina are burnt, it becomes a carbon. So as far as hilchas kabbonis are concerned, we don't look at the time when the lechem upon him is put into the shulchan. We look at the time when the lechem upon him is taken out and the bezichim are burnt. And therefore, if Rosh Chodesh is the middle of the week, the lechem upon him funds come from the new funds. So says the Mishnah. See this alechem b'Shabbos. Person did it, the lechem upon him part properly, put in the lechem upon him on Shabbos. However, the bezichin were only put in l'achas Shabbos. The bezichin were put in Sunday. So now, we have a real issue. Because the halach is, as we said, the lechem and the bezichin must be on the shulchan a minimum from Shabbos to Shabbos. And here, the bezichin aren't there the amount of time. The proper amount of time, because the bezichin were only put in on Sunday. And therefore, the hikter as a bezichin b'Shabbos, if you're gonna burn those bezichin next week Shabbos, the Shabbos after this Sunday, it's not a proper akhtara, because the bezichin weren't on the shulchan long enough. And therefore, it's possible, the lechem is possible. Machloitus v'shaydim, when does the lechem become possible? Some say that the lechem becomes possible next week Shabbos. Next week Shabbos, when you do the Akhtaris Bezichin the wrong way, as we just explained, the lechem becomes disqualified. Others say that no, the lechem becomes possible immediately. Why does the lechem become possible immediately? Because you had lechem on the shulchan without the zichen, and since you had lechem on the shulchan without the zichen, the lechem becomes possible. However, since this lechem is possible, says the Mishnah, we know that if somebody is makriv a carbon, or does the avoid with a carbon with a machshava chutz l'zmanoi, the carbon becomes pigel. If somebody eats from that carbon, he's chayiv karas rachman otzlan. Here there would not be such a chiv. If the carbon is left over past the right time, there's a chiv nicer. That won't apply to this lechem because the lechem is possible anyway. The tamei, the halacha is that if the lechem becomes tamei, or the kohen eating the lechem is tamei, it may not be consumed. This lechem, as we just explained, is possible anyway, so the din of tamei won't apply. Next case. See this lechem as a bezichim Shabbos. The lechem and the bezichim were put on the shulchan at the proper time in Shabbos. However, the hikter as a bezichim lach Shabbos, instead of waiting for next week Shabbos to do the aktaras bezichim, the aktaras bezichim was done on Sunday. Again, pasula, because you're supposed to wait a whole week. And therefore, since the lechem became possible, the same rules apply. And chayav and alem shum pigel nois v'tami. Next case. See this lechem as a bezichim lach Shabbos. If you put the lechem bezichin on Sunday, the hikter is a bezichin b'Shabbos, and you put the bezichin, you do the aktaras bezichin next week Shabbos, as we said earlier, psula. It's possible because the bezichin and the lechem weren't in the shulchan the right amount of time. They were missing a day. But now the Mishnah focuses on a fundamental issue. How do you correct this situation? Where instead of, as we said at the beginning, you put the lechem and the bezichin on Shabbos, you miss Shabbos. What should you do? Ketzed yasa, says the Mishnah Yenechen al Shabbos Abba. So that means, if you put the lechem and bezichin on Sunday, even though normally the halacha is that the following Shabbos, that's when you should do the aktaras bezichin, that's when you can eat the lechem. This week, the following Shabbos, you obviously cannot do so, because as we explained, the lechem and the bezichim aren't on the shulchan the minimal amount of time necessary. So therefore, says the Mishnah, wait for the next week, and we'll discuss, do you do anything on the coming Shabbos? Because, says the Mishnah, shafila hi al shulchan yom rabim, the fact that now it turns out that the lechem and the bezichim are on the shulchan not just 8 days or 7 days, they're there 13 days, em kaklon. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, mesech de yuma. Tanan Hossam. Amalam and Mamuna. Machloik is who the Mamuna was. Some say the Mamuna was the Skan Kohen Gadol, the assistant to the Kohen Gadol. Others say the Mamuna was somebody who was specifically appointed for this position. Others say that the Mamuna, there was somebody in charge of the lots. All the avoid of the Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash was done by drawing lots. He's the person who was the Mamuna. Tzu Uru'u. The Talmud Shel Shachar was shechted first thing in the morning. Interestingly, the Mefarshim all point out that even though normally the halacha is that something that's supposed to be done by day should not be done before the nets, and by the time the nets comes, so certainly light outside, we know the day came, the Talmud Shel Shachar was brought by the Alois HaShachar. And I saw that the Mefarshim in fact, grapple with this problem. If, like we know, the halacha is you're not supposed to daven shachris before the nets, l'chatchila. So how do they do the talmud shel shachar before the nets? So some explain the why is indeed the halacha that what something is supposed to be done by day, we should wait for the nets. The answer is because, as I said, till the nets, we're not really sure when it was day, and they didn't have watches and clocks. But in the Beis HaMikdash, we were not concerned for that type of confusion, as we will explain. They really begins by Alois HaShachar, and they could bring the Karmen Talmud by Alois HaShachar. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw from Ramosha, interesting pshat, is that indeed they really should wait for the nets. However, they didn't wait for the nets, because they had such a chavivus of mitzvah, they had such a great love for the mitzvah, and the way they showed this love for the mitzvah was by immediately putting it up first thing by doing the Karmen Talmud so early in the morning. So the Mamona would tell the people there, Tzu Uri'u Imigiyaz Man Shchita. Let's go out and see if it's indeed light, if it's already Da'aloy Seshacha. Imigiya, if it is indeed light, Haroya and Bakoy, the person tells them it's Bakoy, that it lit, that it's up, and you could do the avoid of the carbon tomet. Continues the Mishnah, Mesachta Yuma, Matashah ben Shmuel Omer, Her Kol Pnei Kol Mizrach Achim Chevron. The question wasn't just did it get light, but rather the question was it the entire skyline up to Chevron? V'huay Mehein. And they would answer yes. Machloikis, if this question of Achim Chevron was a question that was always asked, or is it asked only in Yom Kippur? The ones that say that it was always asked, because they wanted to be sure that it's already, that it's truly day, as we'll see in a moment. And if it's all the way light up till Chevron, then they can be sure that it's day. Others, however, say that this only took place on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, they wanted to mention Chevron, because we know that the Avos and the Imohos are buried in the Maaros HaMachpelah and Chevron. And we wanted to mention the schus of the Avos and Imohos on Yom Kippur. In fact, I saw that the Mefarshim make a number of interesting points. Firstly, we see that being able to tell what's light and what's dark, what's right and what's wrong, it takes a great person to be able to make that distinction. Amalam HaMamona, the Skankoin Godel, is the person that only he can make that evaluation. Furthermore, I saw a word from the Pnei Menachem. He says, they certainly davened in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know, as we begin a Shemoneh Esrei, every Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So we already mentioned the Avos. So why do we have to mention the Avos in Chevron again? So Pnei Menachem says, because the lesson is, it isn't enough just to mention the Avos. We have to say that we want to follow those, our Avos that are in Chevron. That's why they said, we're following the ways of those people who are buried in Chevron. The Chibina Rav says that we know that we begin our tefillah every morning with Adoin Olam. With saying Adoin Olam. Why would Adoin Olam? Says the Chibina Rav, because the Gemara says, Lehaya Adam, Shakara La Kadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. There was no one that called La Kadosh Baruch Hu Adam, Ach Adon. Achaba Avram Avinu, until Avram Avinu came, Vakara Adai. So just like our Gemara is teaching us that they began the day with mentioning the Schus Avos, so we begin our day by saying Adon Olam, mentioning the Schus of Avram Avinu, and says the Mishnah there, V'loma Hutzal Lekach, why did they need to do this? Shepam Achas Olam Or Halvona, once it was really the moon that was shining, V'dimu, and they made a mistake, Shehei Mizrach, there was the sun that had come up. Shachtos Atamid, and they shechted the carbon tamid. V'tzil lebeis asreifa, and they brought the carbon tamid at the wrong time. Continues the Mishnah Masech the Yuma. Shachtos Atamid, they had a shecht atamid. V'tzil lebeis asreifa, and they had to take the carbon tamid that was shechted at the wrong time to be burnt. V'ridu kain gadol lebeis atfila. And the Kohen Gadol says the Mishnah Masechta Yuma, as the day began, would be taken for tefillah. As the Sfas Emes points out, even though the Kohen Gadol had gone to mikveh the night before, and even though as the Mishnayis and Masechta Yuma teach us, the Kohen Gadol was kept up all night of Yom Kippur, he still had an obligation to go to the mikveh in the morning, and says the Mishnah, Zeh klal hayvei mikdash, this was the rule. The Kol Mesech is Raglov, whoever needed to use the bathroom to move his bowels has to have tefillah. The Kol Hamatl Mayim, whoever urinates, Ton Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Mefarshim, of course, all ask, what does this halacha have to do with what we're learning about Yom Kippur? So I saw the Mefarshim say, because given that we just said a moment ago, that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh the night before, and he was up all night, so why does he have to go to the mikveh again in the morning of Yom Kippur? So they say the Mishnah is teaching us, because usually a person goes to the bathroom first thing in the morning, And therefore, even if the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh at night, he's going to have to go to the mikveh again in the morning. Furthermore, there's a machlokes rishonim. If somebody moves his bowels, is just tefillah required, or does he also have to have kiddush yudayim v'raglayim? Mefarshim also go on to say from this Gemara, it seems quite evident that there were bathrooms in the Beis HaMikdash complex compound, because if there weren't, the halach is that as soon as someone leaves the Azara, if a Kohen leaves the Azara, he has to have tefillah anyway. So what's the point of this tefillah? Furthermore, it seems that the Kohanim, when they use the bathroom, would still be wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Because the halach is also that if somebody removes the Big Day Kahuna, he has to go to the mikveh. And continues the Braisa. Tani Avudah Rav Ovin, Loi Zu Bavad, not only in this situation is it the halach, Ella, the halach is, Fila Oilas Oif, Shenimlaka Belaila, if the Oilas Oif was done by night, or Mincha Shenikmitsa Belaila, or the Kar Minchas Kmitsa was done at night, the halach is Taitzila Basis Reifa. Now, Farshim, of course, all ask, how could you ever have a case that the Oila was brought, or the Mincha were brought before the Karban Tamid? We know that the Karban Tamid is the first carbon that should be brought every day. So I saw a number of terutzim to this question. One answer is that then is only lechatchila. But the Evid, if the carbon was brought before the carbon tam shel shachar, it's fine. Another teretz is that if there are no animals available, so they're not going to be able to bring a carbon tamid, but that shouldn't prevent them from bringing the other carbonas that they do have available. A third teretz that I saw is that halacha only is regarding kabbanas that are slaughtered. Here, the kabbanas aren't being slaughtered. Malika, kamitza. And a fourth teretz that I saw from Rabbi Aaron, a very bechidish. The halacha indeed is that the first carbon that has to be brought every day is the tamid shel shachar. But when we say that the halacha is that every day the first carbon has to be the tamid shel shachar, what that means is that tamid shel shachar is the first carbon of today. But let's say we're bringing a carbon which is not today's carbon. It's just a completion of yesterday's obligation that may be done before the tamid shel shachar. These kabbanas that this price is referring to are kabbanas that were completion of yesterday's obligation. So it makes the Gemara's point. Bishlam oilas oif, we understand that the oilas oif, if it was brought the wrong time, it cannot be corrected. Mishum dalayef shaladura, once the bird is killed, it's dead. However, asked the Gemara, El mincha efshad mahada kaimitz leduchte. Why don't we just take the kaimitz that was taken out at the wrong time and put it back into the keli? The kaimitz be mama, and then do the kaimitz at the right time. Answers the Gemara, Hu tanala vu amala klisharas makachin shleb zmanam. Once the kaimitz was taken out, Machlokes is how to learn this Gemara. Rashi is, once the kaimitz was taken out and put into the klisharis, even though the carbon mincha is not being brought properly, why? Because it's not yet day, still the halacha is that it's still considered a kmitza that can't be corrected, that can't be corrected. Others say that it's not just the kmitza. By putting the Taisus seems to learn. It's not just because the Kaimitz was put into the Kli Sharis and we have this problem. The problem exists because the entire Mincha was put into the Kli Sharis that it becomes disqualified. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Kala Karbiyoim, anything that the Avoida is supposed to be done by day, Kaddish Biyoim. So if you put it in the Kli Sharis, it becomes Kaddish. Belaila, if something that's supposed to be done by Laila, Kaddish Belaila. The Rishash actually takes this line out, because he says there is no avoider in the Beis Migdash which is done exclusively by night. There are certain avoiders, many avoiders actually, says the Rishash, that are done exclusively by day. And there are those avoiders that are done Bein B'yom Bein B'Laila. They can be done by day, they can be done by night. The Nesachim being a great example. But there's nothing that's done only by night. Kaddish, Bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla. And the Gemara explains itself. Kol akar b'yoyim, kaddish b'yoyim. Anything that the avoid is supposed to be done by day, only can become kadosh by being put into the Kli Sharis if they were put into the Kli Sharis by day. B'yayim in b'layla loy. So why are we saying here, asked the Gemara, that if we put the Kemitza into the Kli Sharis by night, they made a mistake, they thought it's already day, but it's actually still night, that the Kemitz becomes kadosh and therefore can't be repaired. Why? If the avoid of the Karban Mincha is supposed to be done exclusively by day, when you put it in by night, it's a meaningless act. Answers the Gemara, ain't a kadosh likarif. It indeed doesn't get the level of kedusha that it could be brought on the mizbeach. However, of a kadosh liposel, it does get the level of kedusha that if it was put into the klisharis at the wrong time, it can no longer be used. Ask the Gemara from our Mishnah, Master of Zeir. We learned in our Mishnah, see this alechem as a bezichin echa Shabbos. If the lechem and the bezichin were put in on Sunday, v'hikta as a bezichin b'Shabbos. So if you're going to burn the bezichim next week, Shabbos, so as we learned in the Mishnah, it's psula. Why? Because the bezichim and the lechem were not on the shulchan long enough. And therefore, said the Mishnah, ketzad yasa, what should be done, yenichena, b'Shabbos haba. Leave it for next week, because our Mishnah teaches us, shafili hi al shulchan yom rabim, even though it ends up remaining on the shulchan many more days than it normally ought to, ein b'kach klum. It doesn't make a difference. Ask the Gemara why. If we just learned, if we just explained, klisharis mekachim shleibes manam, that as soon as you put something into the klisharis, it becomes kadosh, even though it isn't the time that it should be there, ligdish lefossil. You put the bezichin, you put the lechem into the shulchan on Sunday, it should become possible. Most rishonim say it should become possible that day. Some rishonim learn. Other Rishonim say it should become possible the following Shabbos, but the fact is that it was in the Shulchan. Shulchan certainly is a Kli Sharis, and it should become possible based on the way we're learning. Amar Rava, so says Rava, man the Kamaisiv, Shabbat Kamaisiv. The one that's asking this question is asking a great question. However, Avudar of Oven, Namim Es Nisa Kama, which means as follows. The Mefarshim explain. If Avudar of Oven was saying this din about the Kli Sharis on his own, so we could say that our Mishnah clearly refutes his opinion. But, says the Gemara, it's not Avudar of Oven saying it on his own. He's quoting a Braisa. So now we have a need to be able to reconcile what we learned in our Mishnah with what the Braisa that Avudar of Oven is reported saying. Answers the Gemara, Kesavar, because he is of the opinion, Laila, if you do an avoid on a carbon at night, which the avoid is going to be done the next day, that day, that's not considered that it's mechusas man, because it's that day where you're going to do the avoid. Since it's that day that you're going to do the avoid, the klisharis does have an ability to accomplish, and accomplishes liposel. However, the case that we're discussing is where the lechem and the bezichin were put into the shulchan on Sunday, many days before the day it was supposed to be put into the shulchan, because only supposed to be put into the shulchan the following Shabbos. That's mechusar mzam. Ask the Gemara, fine. We understand that Sunday till Friday is a very long time. But ask the Gemara, saif kimot leila de beishimshe, ligdish velifso. When Friday night comes, again, let's get the story. You put the bezichin and the lechem on Sunday. So yes, since Sunday is so far away from Shabbos, the halacha doesn't give much credence to that act. But now it's already Friday. And now it is this man where it should become possible. So why, if it's in the shulchan on Friday night, and we're learning that as a concept of klisharis mekatshin, shloibes man, don't the lechem upon him and bezichin become possible? Answers the Gemara, indeed. What has to happen, interesting teretz, is that if you put the lechem and the bezichin on the shulchan on Sunday, be careful before Friday night comes to take out those lechem and bezichin and only put them in Shabbos morning. Because if you're going to keep them there Friday night, you're going to need to have the issue that it becomes possible. Mazut Tamer of Ashama, I feel time will I share the kind of selling. You don't have to take it out Friday evening. Keeping the Sudish Lam commits for site. as we've been learning, putting the bezichin on, putting the lechem in, the shulchan on Sunday, so many days before, is a meaningless act. Nasa Kamisha Sidra Kaif. It's a meaningless act. And therefore, Friday night afterwards is only a continuation of that meaningless act. And therefore, their being in the shulchan on Friday night wouldn't make a difference. But we do have, interesting, Machloikis Rishayim, Machloikis Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns that if we're saying that when the Bezichim and the Lechem were put in on Sunday, it remains a meaningless act, so we need to make it meaningful. How will we make it meaningful? That the next Shabbos after that Sunday, says Rashi, they should put in the Lechem and put on the Bezichim properly. The Rambam seems to learn that even though our Gemara is saying that the Lechem that's put on Sunday before Shabbos, Sidra Kaif, it's like done by a monkey, and therefore it should seemingly not have any serious meaning, still, it is on the Shulchan, it is in the Shulchan, and it's good enough, and doesn't have to be corrected on the following Shabbos. As we've been learning so many times in our Masechta, the Shtei Alechem were brought on Shavuos. Says the Mishnah, the basis of our Mishnah is that you shouldn't bake the Shtei Alechem on Shabbos. Machloikis Masechta Beis as to why not. One reason the Gemara suggests the Masechta Beis, Machloikis Amaron, is because the only time you're allowed to cook and bake on Shabbos and Yontif is in a time where the food that you cook and bake can be eaten immediately. We know if they're going to bake the Shtei Alechem on Yontif Shavuos, they can't eat the Shtei Alechem until the Kvasim, the Kivsei Atzeres, are offered. So you don't have the heter of Oichel Nefesh. The other opinion stated in Masechta Beis is because there's an issue of the Shtei Alechem is not L'Shem Hedyot, it's L'Shem Gevoya. The heter of Oichel Nefesh is only when it's L'Shem Hedyot for regular people, not L'Shem Shemayim. And therefore the halach is, Shtei Alechem, Ein Necholos, Ein Pachos Mishnayim, it's never eaten less than 2 days, because it's always baked on Erev Yontav at the latest. Sometimes it's 3 days. Ketzat, what does that mean? Nefes me'erev yontif. If erev shavuos is a weekday, it should be baked on erev yontif and eaten the next day. Nachalas biyontif l'shnayim. It should be eaten the second day of yontif. This next day, which is the second day after it's baked. However, chal yontif liyos acha shabbos. If erev yontif shavuos is on a shabbos, so obviously you can't bake the Shtei Alechem on Shabbos. You can't bake it on Yontif. You certainly can't bake it on Shabbos. So you'll bake it on Friday to be eaten on Sunday. And in those cases, Nechalos L'Shloisha. The Lechem upon him, let's think about it, as we learned, has to be put on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Clearly, the Lechem upon him also cannot be baked on Shabbos. So the latest you could bake a Lechem upon him is on Friday, that it won't be eaten the next day, it'll be eaten the following Shabbos. Lechem upon him, ein necholos, ein pachos mishayos taisha, it's never eaten less than 9 days from when they are baked, v'layos al echad asur, and not more than 11. And the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzad, nefer mi'erev Shabbos, if it's a regular week, so it's baked on Friday, v'nechol b'Shabbos, it's not eaten the next day, it's eaten the following Shabbos, which is Tesha, which is 9 days from when it was baked. Chal Yontav Lios Erev Shabbos. But let's say Friday is an Erev Shabbos. So clearly here, you can't bake the Lechem upon him. Because again, certainly if we hold that you can't bake Yontav, you can't bake Lechem upon him because it's Tzarech Gevoy and Yontav, you can't bake the Lechem upon him either. But even if we hold that you can, there is no problem of tzarech gevoya, still the halacha is, it's only if you can eat it immediately. Because the halacha is, when could you bake on Friday for Shabbos? The heter is, hoil v'ikle arkam. This is the basis of the heter of Erev Tavshilin. Why can we cook when Yontav is on Friday for Shabbos? Because what I'm cooking, I could eat today if I wanted to. So therefore I have the basic heter of oichel nefesh. But the lechem upon that's being baked on this Friday, which is a yontif, I can't eat today. We're saying now you have to wait for 9 days. So we don't have a heter to bake it. And therefore, Chal Yontav Lius Erev Shabbos, if Yontav is on Friday, Nechel Lasor. You bake it on Thursday, and you'll eat it not Shabbos 2 days later, but the following Shabbos, which is 10. Shnei Yom Tom Shel Rosh Hashanah, as Rashi says in Masechta Pesachim, in those days, the only Yontav that could come out that they had 2 days Yontav was Rosh Hashanah. Interesting, Rashi, Masechta Pesachim, because Rashi says that in those days in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have 2 days Yontif. And all the Mepharshim are very troubled with Rashi. There's never 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. Even when we have, in Chutz La'aretz, 2 days Yontif, in Eretz Yisrael we only have 1 day Yontif. And some of the Mepharshim, based on that Rashi, say that's why it is a minig, that the second day, Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, especially Isruchag, is a Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, because it seems that Rashi says there may have been people, even in Eretz Yisrael, that kept 2 days Yontif, that I saw the source for the minig of Akaf Shnius. So if Yontif Rosh Hashanah was on Thursday and Friday, and a Doicha Loyos Shabbos for Loyos Yontif, you can't bake it on Thursday or Friday, because Thursday, Friday are Rosh Hashanah, and you'll end up eating it only so many days later, 11 days later on the Shabbos afterwards. There's a question that Shabbos is Yom Kippur, Rashi asks. And Yom Kippur is, we're not allowed to eat the lechem upon him. So it's actually 12 days. So Rashi answers that Yom Kippur, as we learned in Mishnah earlier in our Perek, they would eat the lechem upon him on Matzoy Shabbos. And Matzoy Shabbos in Kachim, Laila Hoylecha Chayoyim, and therefore Matzoy Shabbos is still considered day 11. You could bake lechem upon him on Yontif, you can't bake lechem upon him on Yom Kippur. Amar Avinu, Divra Omer. There's a question if Nedarim V'Davis are baked on Yontif. L'Divra Omer, Nedarim V'Davis ain't craving on Yontif. According to the mandamah that says in Masechta Beya, that you're not allowed to bring donated carbons on Yontif, Loi Taima, don't understand our Mishnah saying Midraisa Mechsechazi, that it's the Rabbanon, the Midraisa you really ought to, Rabbanon who the Gezer. It's the Rabbanon who said, don't, Shema Yisha. We're concerned, as the Rishonim give a number of reasons, we're concerned that a person is going to always wait to bring the Kabbonis on Yontif, and there's a Halacha, that Osen L'chavin Malach Demamoyit, we're not allowed to deliberately do a malach on Yontif. Another concern is that if we're always going to push it off to Yontif, we may come to be over about to Acher. It means Midaraisa, you can't bring the Darim and Davis to Yontif. Why? Explains the Gemara. The Shtei Lechem Chayvus Yomhu. Shtei Lechem is an obligation of the day. And by Shtei Lechem, there is no concern of Shema Yesa, of that you may push it off, because you can't do it any other time. And yet we see, so I saw that the Mepharshim asked, if we have this concern of Shema Yisha, why is the halacha that the Nedarim V'Davis can't be brought on Yontif, but they can be brought on Chol HaMoed? The halacha ought to be that we shouldn't bring on a Chol HaMoed either for the reason of Shema Yisha. So I saw that the Mepharshim say a beautiful teretz. The Taz says that even though, as we know, the Chachamim have a right to make rules, they can't say something that the Torah says is mutter, is asur. And since the Torah says that on Yontif is a time that we bring kabbonis, and now we're saying that on Yontif itself we can't bring kabbonis, if there will be a halach that we can't bring kabbonis on Chol HaMoed as well, it turns out that we can never bring kabbonis. And the Torah is on Yontif. And the Torah says that you should bring kabbonis on Yontif. So it must be that at least on Chol HaMoed we should bring kabbonis. Says the Mishnah. If Menachem and Nesachim become Tamei, actually Kitchu B'Keli, so until they were put into the Kli, so Menachem and Nesachim, until they're put into the Kli, Sharis, don't have Kedushas HaGuf, and therefore Yeshlam Pidyon, they can be redeemed. However, Mishi Kitchu B'Keli, once they're put into the Keli, Sharis, so they get a Kedushas HaGuf, that cannot be redeemed. they can't be redeemed once they become pidyon. Shleinem a pidyon. The Torah, when it speaks about redeeming something with a kedushas aguf, it says it only by behema. Why only by behema? Mefarshim give a number of reasons. One reason is because a behema, as soon as you magdish it, it has full use as a kedushas aguf. These other items are only intermediaries. Another thing is the kedusha of a behema, kedushas haguf, comes just through you saying it's kaddish. These other things don't have kedusha with you saying it until you put it into the klisharis. Amish Shmuel, however, says Shmuel regarding minchas nesachim, I feel in tahirim, if they were not put into the keli, even if they're still tar, they could be redeemed. Niftan, my tama, because says Shmuel, kama de lekotcha bekeli, as long as they weren't put into the keli, kedushas dominanu, they only have a kedushas damim, but kedushas damim niftan. Ask the Gemara, but let's look at our Mishnah for Nitmutanan. Our Mishnah says that if they came tamei, ain lam pidyon. It's mashma, that if they're not nitmu, they can have a pidyon. Answers the Gemara, huadin, dafagav, deloy nitmu. Even if they didn't become tamei, they can be redeemed. Just divided the boy, Mishnah Sefer. Because we learned at the end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah Kitchu Bekeli, these various items, the oifas, haitzim, levoinu, klisharis, that there the halacha is, Mishnah Kitchu Bekeli, once they were put into the keli, even if they're tamei elam pidyon, the filun net manami loy, that even if they become tamei, once they were put into a klisharis, they can't be redeemed. Tani nami resha, that's why the resha also say, hamanachas v'nesach shenitmu, elam pidyon. Nami loy, tani nami resha shenitmu. But the truth is, says Shmuel, the halacha is, that even if they aren't tamei, but if they weren't yet put into klisharis, and as we explained, since they weren't put into klisharis, they don't yet have a kedushas haguf. The halacha is that they can be redeemed.